Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is having a President's Day event. Start a new lease on a Jeep Compass or go big with a Jeep Grand Cherokee. Limited, in stock, and ready to go. See dealer for details during the President's Day sale. Stop into Moran Blue Water CDJR on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or visit them at moranbluewatercdjr.com.
All right, 10 minutes past 9 o'clock on this Wednesday morning. Last weekend in Madison, Wisconsin, Michigan State became the Big Ten hockey champions. Joining us right now is the play-by-play radio voice of Michigan State Spartan hockey, Scott Moore. Scott, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Well,
it's always a good morning when you have a Big Ten championship trophy.
I guess so. What a season this has been for the Spartans on the ice, huh?
The turnaround has been unbelievable. Adam came in 2 years ago, didn't really know many of the guys and had a very different philosophy, very different work routine than his predecessor, Danton Cole. And the guys just loved it. It's hard work, but there's also a nutritional component to it. And last year we could see that they were lasting longer in games than they were the years before.
Wow.
And this year it really has come to a fore. I expected a turnaround. I didn't necessarily expect it in 2 years.
Yeah, Adam Nightingale has made a huge difference to the Spartan hockey program. Now, did a lot of the guys stay? I don't know if the transfer portal impacts hockey the way it does other sports, but when a new coach comes in, you wonder, are these guys going to hang around? Are they going to leave? What happened when the coach came in?
There were a couple of kids that decided to pursue other options. But for the most part, he retained a lot of the kids that were there. He looked very closely at every recruit that was supposed to come in the fall and accepted what he thought he needed. And then this last year, part of this big turnaround is the players that came in, whether they were recruited or whether they had come out of the portal. We've got Isaac Howard, who's one of our leading scorers. He was on the World Junior team at the World Junior Championship. He was on Team USA, scored the game-winning goal in the championship game. You've got Reed Lebster, who had just finished 4 years at Massachusetts and decided he had a COVID year remaining. He grew up in Grand Rapids, grew up a Spartan fan. He's got all kinds of Spartans in his family. And so, he took a look at Michigan State, and Reed's been a great addition. And Joey Larson, who came from Michigan Tech, has been he's been our leading goal scorer. It's just, the portal is maybe a necessary evil at this time.
Yeah.
And I think they'll work some stuff out. And with the extra year for COVID, it really has been a different feel around college hockey. This is the last class. The seniors, true seniors, are the last class to get that fifth year. And then after that, we're back to normal, I guess.
Regular season is over. Michigan State split the series over the weekend in Madison with the Badgers. They only needed the one win on Friday night, though, to clinch the championship. What comes next? What happens in the playoffs?
Well, what I'm doing right now, I'm sitting for a bit because the Spartans get a bye in the first round of the championships. And they will watch the other three series very intently to see who winds up coming to East Lansing. Everything gets shuffled after the quarterfinal round. So the lowest remaining seed will come to East Lansing. The highest remaining seed will go to Madison, unless the Badgers are out.
Mm-hmm.
Everything gets shuffled then. So we have no idea who's here. We got a pretty good idea who might be here. It's very possible that if you if everything goes like chalk, we could see the University of Michigan for the fifth time this year.
Boy, wouldn't that be something?
That would be, and then a Wisconsin-Minnesota semifinal would be pretty awesome, too.
Absolutely. Nationally, I mean, outside the Big Ten, then after the Big Ten tournament, who do you look forward to be a big challenge?
Boy, we saw Boston College earlier this season, and for the last 2 weeks, they have gotten every first place vote in the college hockey online poll, deservedly. They're just stacked. We went out there, and it was early in the season. Our guys hadn't really gelled yet, but they made us look a little bit like a juniors team with the way that they manhandled us. And we said at that point, myself and Rob Woodward, my color guy, he and I looked at each other and said, we may see these guys again, because they're going to be around in the Frozen Four, and we're hoping that we'll be around in the Frozen Four.
Certainly, so, a good chance the way that Michigan State has been playing. Do you like getting the first round by? I mean, obviously, it gives you a chance to rest up. But would you rather see the guys hit the ice right away, or is it maybe good to get a little bit of a rest?
Yeah, in the entire scope of the program, I'm probably the least important guy to get rest. But it's with seven teams, somebody has to do it, unless you only let six teams into the playoffs.
Yeah, true.
You know, so you know somebody has to take that by knowing Adam and the staff and the players themselves, because they're the big part of this, is that they put the work in and they enjoy doing the work the way Adam wants it done. They'll be ready to go. They may be chomping at the bit this weekend. I know I will be. I'll be trying to find games on television and tuning into the radio broadcast. So I can actually hear my buddies in the league work.
Oh, by the way, aren't some of these games going to be on the, and not to get into, you know, sidetrack discussion about streaming services, but for people that want to watch Big Ten hockey, they're going to have to go to, I think it's Peacock for some of these games, right?
Actually, no. Peacock really only does home games for Notre Dame.
Okay.
So that's why Big Ten games show up on Peacock.
Okay.
Big Ten hockey games. The options this weekend, Big Ten Plus.
Okay.
You have to have Big Ten Plus.
That was what I was thinking of, yeah.
Right, but you have to have the full package. If you just have the Michigan State package, you won't be able to see any of them. So you would want to have the Wisconsin package and the Michigan package. You can get the games on Big Ten Plus, and the games, the Minnesota games against Penn State are actually going to be broadcast on FS2.
Okay. Be a good weekend for Michigan State hockey fans to bone up on their subscriptions and figure out what they need to make sure they can see these games. Because there's a lot of excitement around this program. Huh?
It's just easier to go to the school's athletic website and just listen to the radio.
There you go. You know? Listen to Scott Moore.
We like that.
I absolutely. Well, you do such a great job. It's such an exciting season. It's going to be fun to see what happens. The Big Ten tournament begins this weekend, but for Michigan State, it'll be next weekend in East Lansing on Saturday. Wait and see who they'll play.
Yeah,
but
the difference. This weekend is best 2 out of 3. The next two are winner takes all. So it's just a one-game knockout.
Well, we'll see what happens. It's going to be a lot of fun. Scott, appreciate you joining us this morning, and we'll look forward to hopefully a good long playoff run by the Spartans.
Yep. Call anytime, guys.
All right. You got it. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.